Hey, 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 welcome back to RM Podcast FL. This is your favorite podcaster, Romina. I hope every and everybody is having a great and a fabulous day so far. And I want to thank you guys in for tuning in to our podcast. Today, I did want to talk a little bit about spending time with yourself and learning how to date yourself before you start getting into a serious relationship. It is very important to understand what you feel, what you want from life, what you want to do with your life, and everything. Most of us are raised, and our families typically have a plan set for us. They have planned us to go to school, they have planned for us to graduate, and then we find somebody, we get married, and then we just end up working full time, raising our kids, and the cycle kind of just continues. Without realizing it, people are just living life day-to-day basis and not actually enjoying life. So one thing that I want to focus and why I'm very passionate about this is because of recent results that I've seen in myself. My parents met while they were still teenagers, and they've been together ever since. They told me that that's life. You meet somebody, you fall in love with somebody, you create a family. But that's a very wrong lesson that they told me. I tried to continue the cycle for the longest time. I did. I thought that was the right cycle. But I found myself more burned out and not happy. And that showed in my marriage at the time. That showed in my friendship. That showed in my work environment. Like everywhere I went, it showed that I wasn't really happy. After years of doing soul searching, I'm definitely confident that I can say I am okay with myself. What I mean by that, I can tell you guys that just by soul searching and trying to find my true life mission, I have experienced some of the highest and the lowest moments of my life. That being emotionally, mentally, or financially. The only way I have been able to recognize and know the real Romina is by spending time with myself. That being grabbing a coffee, or going to the movies, or attending conferences by myself, or even other type of events by myself. I know it's nerve-wracking at first. But you will get to know yourself better, and that clouded vision that you had of yourself and that clouded personality that you had of yourself, didn't really know yourself before, it will start to get clear and you'll start to get shinier and you'll start to get more attractive once you've really known yourself and you've dated yourself. Schedule a date with yourself, guys, once a week, even for 30 minutes. That can be in the morning while you're jamming up music before you go about your day. You can dance like nobody's watching. I do that. I'm sure everybody else does. That can be watching a movie, grabbing a bite for lunch or for dinner by yourself, or even staying in one night when all your friends are going out. Stay in. It is okay to stay in. It is okay to do what you want to do and not what others want you to do. But there's a trick. All these dates that you schedule with yourself, they must be tech-free, meaning no phone, no TV, no social media. When you are able to schedule a date with yourself tech-free, then you really know what you're made of, and you really get to know yourself in a different level. You might be bored at first, but it is okay. You need to get comfortable with yourself. You will slowly end up having conversations with yourself, and you will learn what you want from life, who you are, what you want to do. I've been doing this for a while, and it works. When you spend time by yourself, you reach a new level of comfortability about yourself. And once you've reached that status, nobody can break you because you have a better of understanding of your true core and your true inner self. And it's kind of funny because once you really know what you want from life and know yourself better, you will start attracting things that match with your personality, match with your vision. So I will end this episode with a very true but a little harsh quote. Date yourself first, guys. If you do not date yourself, why would somebody else want to date you? Think of it. You have to date yourself and be comfortable with yourself. If I don't want to date myself, why would I be a bargain on somebody else? Think about it. And don't forget, you can always find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitchers Radio, YouTube, Podbean, Google Play, and www.rmpodcastfl. Thank you for listening, you guys. Go and date yourself. Have fun.